On the last line on Daf Pei Amid Beis, the Gemara quotes a Braisa Tan Rabbanan that when Yeshua ben Nun divided Eretz Yisrael, he made 10 Tanoim. That's the Loshen the Gemara has. Menos Kein Hinchel Yehoshua Esa'oriz. When he divided Eretz Yisrael, this was the condition that he made. What do you mean a condition? Who? He's the Balabas, but it belongs to him. If I sell you Karka, I have a right to make any conditions I want. Yeshua ben Nun wasn't the Balabas over here. It belonged to the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Gemara understands that it's not that it's a Tanai in the Chalukas Haaretz. It's not that it's a Shir in the Chalukas Haaretz that Yeshua ben Nun is retaining certain ownership for himself. It's based on Hefkebez Nefke. So that's what the Gemara said. You can make Hefkebez Nefke and Chutz Loretz also. It doesn't have to be made only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says on Daf Pe'alaf Amid Beis that all of these Tanoim that Yeshua ben Nun made, the Gemara says right in the middle of the Amud, Shani Yoyma, Shafila B'chutz L'Aretz, the Asorah Tanoim, Yisna Yoshua, they make sense in the Chutz L'Aretz just as well as they make sense in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the halacha, that it applies even in Chutz L'Aretz. These Heterim, these are all based on Hefker Bezna Hefker. Everything is really Gezel. I'm allowed to steal this, I'm allowed to steal that, I'm allowed to steal the other thing, I'm allowed to trespass on your property. Everything is a hetek zeil. It's all based on the din of hefkebez and hefker. The Gemara in Yevamos has a discussion to what extent do the Chachamim have authority to tamper with the din of HaTorah. So we know that the Chachamim even have authority, lakadov men HaTorah, b'shevi al-tasa. They have the authority to tell us not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, not to shake a lulav when Sukkos falls out, when Yom Tov Sukkos falls out on Shabbos and so on. Gemara has a shaila. What about lakadov min haTorah b'kum v'yaseh? Did they even have the authority to be yokedina min haTorah b'kum v'yaseh to permit an eishes ish to remarry? That's the discussion there. You have an eid echod is believed to say meiz baila min haTorah. Eid echod is not believed. The whole din of eid echod is only midir rabbanon. So that's the Gemara's question. What do you mean midir rabbanon? Midir rabbanon, they permit the woman to violate her sinov. How can there be such a thing? Is there? Do you say yesh keach be'al chachamim? That's what the reform and the conservative, they think that the rabbis have tremendous power, unlimited power. They have the ability to tell a balabatim to drive to the synagogue on Shabbos, and you can eat the chazer, you can, yesh koach laka afilu b'kum b'yaseh. But in the Orthodox, our rabbis are not so powerful. The Orthodox rabbis are not given so much power. Only yesh koach laka b'shevi al tasa, not the in koach laka b'kum b'yaseh. So that's what the Gemara asked. If we assume that's the Maskanas HaBavli, that ain't Koach Laka, some of the Nasir Kelaman Yerushalmi claimed Yerushalmi adopts the opposite position. Yesh Koach Laka, Afilu B'kum V'yaseh. But in the Bavli, it's clear the Maskanas that ain't Koach Laka, B'kum V'yaseh. So the Gemara asked, so what about all these Takonis Midirabonon in the area of Dini Mamanis? Everything is based on, everything is Laka, B'kum V'yaseh. They allow me to steal your wood here. They allow me to steal, to break off things from your fence and to steal, you wouldn't steal all the stuff. This is yesh koach laka b'kum v'yaseh. Mor says, no, that's hefker bezna hefker, that's a different stuff. Hefker bezna hefker, so once they have the ability to be mafke momen, so that's not called akira b'kum v'yaseh. Sure, mafke the momen. So that's the halacha that it applies, even in chutz lords. Why not? It's not really amaras ken hilintuch. Hinchel Yoshua Sa'or, is that loshen that the Gemara has a little bit misleading. Sounds like it was a Tanai. Asura Tanoim, Hisne Yeshua, sounds like it's a Tanai in the Chalukah Sa'or, so it should only apply in Eretz Yisrael. That's just a Melitza. It means that it's Hefkebez and Hefke, Farthik. What's with this Hefkebez and Hefke? It's only if it's Litzorech. If it's not Litzorech, you have no right to. Gemara says, they allow me to do this, they allow me. It means if I really need it. If I got lost, and I have to, someone's going to help me find my way, or I'm going to find my own way. So you're allowed to destroy someone else's vegetation a little bit in order to save the fellow from remaining lost. Yeah. So this is only if it's really, let's say there's a path. He can easily go on the path. So there's no tzorech. So you don't say hefke bezna hefke shalo the tzorech, only if you have a tzorech. So that's a shan. Let's say you have these situations, and if I'll stray myself, I'll be able to avoid being mafsid the other fellow. So the Gemara says on Amid Beis that that's a nice midas chassidus. If you don't really need to be mafsid the other guy, so why should you? The heter that Yeshua ben Nun gave, heter gezel based on hefkev, is only if there's a tzorah. So the Gemara says a midas chassidus it would constitute a midas chasidus if the people would always go out of their way never to use any of these heterim. Yeah, but the mikra din, you're not mechuyev to strain yourself. If in the normal course of events, it would really be useful, it would be very, I would save a lot of time, I would save a lot of effort and energy by using this hetek zeila, so then not mechuyev to go strain yourself. Midas chasidus it is. So then the Gemara has a discussion. Who has the right to observe this midas chasidus? The Gemara tells a story on Pei Aleph and Beis that the Rebbe and the Talmud were walking one behind the other. The Rebbe was using the heter. You should have been made a heter. Hefkibes nafkin. And the Talmud was machmir in the presence of the Rebbe. So the Gemara says they would have put him in cherem. Ilav Yehuda ben Knusat is atina l'shakra begins with the farzalah. Not for the fact that you have a reputation, you're a big tzaddik. That's what the Rebbe tells his Talmud. It's not for the fact that you have a reputation, you're a big tzaddik. I would have put you in cherem. So that's what the post can point out. You see from this Gemara, the Yamshon Shloiman points it out. See from this Gemara that it's not permissible for a Talmud to observe a midas chasidus in the presence of the Rebbe. I don't think it means like today. First year elementary school, first grade, the student is in one Rebbe's class, second grade is in another class. Then a high school, then a college, every year you switch from one Rebbe to the other Rebbe. I don't think that's what it means. It means a long time Rebbe. If a Talmud is really known as a Talmud of this Rebbe, so then it's not Derech Eretz that he should observe a Midas Chasidus in the presence of the Rebbe. Okay. Once in a while you have such a thing, unless the Talmud is noted to his Tzidkis. Okay. So that constitutes a Midas Chasidus to avoid using this Hefer. The Gemara talks about the fellow who's lost. Atoya ben Akramim, about 10 lines from the top of Pei Aleph Amin Aleph. Atoya ben Akramim, someone is lost. Mapsik v'yoyla, mapsik v'yoyla. He's allowed to break off branches in order to go up, in order to get out of the place where he got lost. So the Gemara quotes a brisa on Daf Pei Aleph from the base. Tanu Rabbanan Horeach Haber Atoya Ben Akramim Atosefta. It says Tosefta the Bob Metzia Perek Shein. Right, slightly past halfway down the Yomun. So the Gemara says Horeach Haber Atoya Ben Akramim Mafzigal Mafzigal Ach Malehu Liyor Aledav. Chenu, the din applies if I want to help you. You got lost. I want to help you. Find a way, or the din applies also if you yourself are lost, you are trying to get your way out of it. So the Gemara says, "My v'chein." What kind of a lashon is that? If it's, why shouldn't it be exactly the same? If mamash I'm the one who's lost, of course it's mutter for me. If you're allowed to break the other guy's branches in order to get me out of the maze of the I got lost over there. It certainly should be mutter for me. What do you mean, mechein? Who adinami? Should be a kavachaymel. If I myself am lost and I'm trying to pull my way out, so of course I'm about to break branches in order to get my way. The Gemara says, no. I don't know the way. I'm thinking maybe this is the way out. So I'm going to break a couple of branches. Then it's going to turn out that that's a wrong guess. Then I'm going to break another couple of branches. It's going to turn out that that's also wrong. The other guy knows the correct way. So I would have thought that the heter to be mafsid someone else. The mimazik, someone else's property, should only apply. That's what it says. The other fellow knows the path and he knows how to get him out, so he's only being mafsid the amount of vegetation that's necessary. But the guy himself is lost. I don't know where I am, so I'm going to start breaking branches. I don't know where the highway is. So I'm going to start breaking branches. It may turn out that it's illegamri shalolitzar. I will hood the liyoda lehech kasalik, lainipsaik. So Kamash Malan, so the price says Vechein, and the same thing applies even if he himself is lost. Then Gemara has the Kasha, but the price starts off that someone else is allowed to be Mafsid. Someone else is going to save me from being lost. The Gemara asks, that's a Takonis Yeshua. Isn't that a Din Daraisa? Drag the Gemara, Hod Daraisa the Tanya, Hashav is good for me, nine times, Lama Hashivo. So Gemara explains in Sanhedrin, Dafai and Gimel, that's where this is, the cross references. Sanhedrin and Gimel, the original pasuk is Anashavas Mamon. If the other fellow lost a nickel, he lost a penny, anything from Meshavah Pruta and above. Meshavah Pruta is less than a penny. Anything from Meshavah Pruta above, you're mechuyev to do Hashavas Aveda. So Hashavas Gufo is a Kal V'Chomer. If he himself is lost, it's a kal vachomer from Hashavas Mamona. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The first half of the Braisa is also Takanas Yeshua. That if someone else is lost, I have an obligation to help him find a way. That's a din d'araisa. That's not a Takanas Yeshua. The Gemara says, yeah, but it's a din d'araisa. D'araisa hu dekoy bei mitzri. If a person is lost, you have an obligation to help him find his way back again. But that doesn't give me the right to destroy someone else's trees, someone else's bushes. So that's a takanas Yeshua based on hefker bez nefker, that the Yeshua permits people to be mazik other people's property, hefker bez nefker, in order to save the person who's lost, that he shouldn't remain lost.
But this person
who's
lost, is this a case of
pikuach nefesh? No. I don't think so. Doesn't seem like it. Just lost. He's going to lose a lot of time till he's going to find the right path. This is the Gemara that the Ramban quotes. The Ramban in the Torah Sod. Ramban was a doctor, so he wrote a Sefer Torah Sod, and he writes about babies being born on Shabbos, being Michal Shabbos to deliver the baby, and so on. Then the baby gets sick, and then the doctor treats the baby. When you're allowed to treat, when you're not allowed to treat, then he talks about if the doctor's not successful. He talks about Hilchas Bika Cholim, then he talks about Hilchas Avelis. If the doctor's not successful, the person dies. Dinim of Aninas, Dinim of Avelis, Dinim of Kriya. And all the whole end of Yeridei is different sections of Shulchan Aruch are based on different Rishonim. So that section, the end of Yeridei, about Bika Cholim and Hilchas, starts with the Hilchas HaRoifim, Shin Lametes or something, and then Bika Cholim, and then all the Dinim of Avelis. Everything is based on that Ramban and the Torah Sod. So Ramban says that the obligation to heal other people, Rabbi yesterday said, he gives Rishus L'Roif of the Rabbis, that he has permission. The Ramban explained, what do you need permission? One might have thought that we know that sometimes the doctors kill the patients. So one might have thought that you're not allowed to treat the patients. Sasofik, you may make them worse. So Kamash Malan, if you do to the best of medical knowledge in your generation, years ago they used to do things that today they consider a murder. Outright, today the doctors will do what they did 100 years ago. They'll consider them murderers. But to the best of the medical information of that generation, so you're permitted to do it. But not from yesterday's parsha, you would know that you're obligated to. So this pasuk, V'ashiv Osalo, tells us that you're mechuyev, Hashavas Gufo. Ramban says, Hashavas Gufo includes not only the person is lost, he doesn't know where to find the highway. Hashavas Gufo means if his body is sick, it's also a mitzvah of Hashavas Gufo. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, in Perek Eilu Metzias, that the one who finds an Aveda is not allowed to charge money to return the Aveda. It's learned up in the Pasuk that it says in Chumash Dvar, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching, Rei limadati eschem chukim mishpatim kasha tzivani Hashem alakoi. Moshe Rabbeinu says that he taught the Torah to the Jewish people as HaKadosh Baruch Hu had instructed him. What does it mean? So the Pasha Pshat, the Baruch Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to teach the Torah. So he taught the Torah. That's the Pashup Shah. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. I taught you the Torah. In the same fashion that the Rabban Shalom taught me the Torah on top of Har Sinai. He didn't charge me admission. The Rabban Shalom didn't charge Moshe Rabbeinu admission when he entered his yeshiva of Shalmailo on top of Har Sinai. What do you mean didn't charge admission? What's he going to do with the money? What's the Rabban Shalom going to do with the money? That's a little humorous. I think it was last year, 2 years ago, when we were blessed with the visit from the Cardinals. So we were all sitting in Dr. Lamb's office. So they were asking Dr. Lamb at this about the tuition, who pays for this. And so Dr. Lamb started to translate in his mind. He wasn't even thinking. He started to say, we're not allowed to charge any tuition here. We can only charge tuition for the secular studies. Can't charge for the Torah. So he starts saying over, because when Moses was on Mount Sinai, God taught him the Torah, didn't charge any tuition. So he's just translating the Gemara. So they all burst out into laughter. They never heard such thing. So then Dr. Lam saw how humorous it was. He said, that's what it says in the Talmud. So not allowed to charge. So then they asked, so how do you pay the salary of the rabbis in the yeshiva? So we said, we make Malabim Malkas. What do you mean? We have fundraising. They never heard of that. Fundraising funds, never heard of that. They're rolling in money. They don't have any crops. Yeah, the yeshivas have to raise money. So the Gemara has this din that when Moshe Rabbeinu teaches the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, he says, I didn't charge you any tuition. I taught you Kasha Tzivani Hashem Lukai in the same way that God taught me. He didn't charge me tuition, so too, I'm going to teach the Torah to the others. So the Gemara understands, Gemara Kiddushin, the Gemara Mchoros understands that halacha is not restricted only to teaching Torah. It applies to performing any mitzvah that you're obligated to do on behalf of someone else. Hashavas Aveda, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to charge money for Hashavas Aveda because it's the same as teaching Torah. If the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Mechayvas, whoever has Torah knowledge is Mechayv to impart it, to share it with others. So whoever has the ability to be Meshav in Aveda is Mechayv to be Meshav the Aveda. So whenever you're Mechayv to do a certain mitzvah on behalf of someone else, then they have no right to charge any salary for that. So the Ramban says that a doctor is not allowed to charge either. Doctor's only allowed to charge the same salary as a Rebbe and Yeshiva. Rebbe and Yeshiva is allowed to charge the same salary as a doctor. It's an equation. They're both exactly the same. They're both, unless a doctor's treating a nochri, that treating a nochri is not dinav hashavas aveda. You're not mechuyev. But whenever it's included in hashivos, hashavas gufo, so then you're mechuyev to do it for nothing. You're not allowed to charge them. The Gemara says to be mazeh mei parah. To be mazah, a person can't be mazah paraduma water by himself. Says he's a tahor ala tameh. So if I'm tahor and you're tameh, and there's some paraduma water, and you ask me to do you a favor, the first one you ask is mechuyev to be mazah. If it's a thing the guy can do for himself, so let him do it himself. I'm not mechuyev to help him. He asks me, I should write mezuzahs for him for nothing. I write your own mezuzahs. I'm a sofer, I know how to do it. So I have a right to ask you to pay. Torah never said that I'm mechuyev just because I know that I have the knack. I know how to tie tzitzis and most people don't know how. So I'm mechuyev to tie everybody's tzitzis. My grandfather taught me how to tie tzitzis. I ask your grandfather, he'll teach you how to tie tzitzis. You tie the tzitzis. Why should I spend all day and all night tying everybody else's tzitzis? I'm not mechuyev. And whenever it's a mitzvah, the Torah says I'm mechuyev to do it for you because you can't do it for yourself. The Gemara says you can't be made for yourself if you have it in Torah. You can't be made for yourself. They're not going to believe you. So the witnesses have an obligation to testify. The Gemara says the witnesses are not allowed to charge money. The Dayanim are not allowed to charge money. Because the Dayanim, the person can't adjudicate his own case. He has to go to a Bezin. So the Bezin's Mechuyev to judge the case for him. Whenever it's a mitzvah that he can't take care of himself, it's a mitzvah that someone else is Mechuyev to do for him because he can't do it himself. He can't testify on behalf of himself. He can't be the Dayan on behalf of himself. He can't be he's our Tohar al Atomeh. He has to get someone else to do it. Hashavas Aveda also. If he would know where the Aveda is, it wouldn't be a problem. He does know where the Aveda is. So that's the Chi of Hashavas Aveda.
So just to be Miyashi, the doctors, is it possible that like the actual surgery, or so that maybe you can't take Sakar for, but the checkups and all the other Avoda that they do, you can maybe take Sakar for? Because the actual Hashava, so I fix you, so okay, so that I have a Chi of Hashavas as well. But all the time that we spent performing, checking, looking at x-rays, and so maybe...
If he doesn't know how to do it himself.
That's also part of Hashem as well.
Mean there's something that he could do himself? Mean he could
learn, go to medical school and figure out how to read an x-ray and figure it out.
Okay, whatever he could have done himself. And the surgery he can't do himself.
Right.
Okay, whatever the fellow can do himself, I'm not mechuyev to do for him. Okay. Whatever he can't do himself, I'm mechuyev to do for him. Okay.
The
insurance company pays.
The bill is really.
Mean Bizmanazer, the insurance company pays. Okay. It's a different world we live in. Okay. That's what insurance is all about. Okay. But years ago, before they had insurance, the Yeridei was written before they had insurance. So in the Yeridei, they quote the Ramban that the doctor who treats the patients, takes care of the patients, is only allowed to charge schar batol, the same as Hashavas Aveda. It's only allowed to charge schar batol, not allowed to charge for the actual pe'ula itself. So that's the mocker of the din of the chiyuv on the doctor to heal the patient. The Ramban writes is based on Hashivosolo. Hashavas do for minayin time alone with Hashivosolo, that it's a kavuchimer from Hashavas mamayinoy. The Minchas Chinuch writes it also included in Hashavas Gufa if a person is a Balavera. So you have a Chiyuv, the fellow's lost. When people do sins, it's like they're lost souls. So you have a Chiyuv Hashavas Gufa to try to help the person to become a Balchua. That should be included. That's the Minchas Chinuch works on that kasha. Others there, Rav Shlomo Eger also works on that kasha. Why do you need a separate mitzvah of Hachech Techech Hasamisecho? That we have an obligation to give the Chocha to people. Why shouldn't it be included in Hashavas Gufay? If the fellow is lost, you have a Chiyav Hashavas Gufay. So I think they say that the Chiyav Hashavas Aveda doesn't apply to a Nochri. It also does not apply to a Mumer. If there's a Jew who's a Mumer, Dina Ka'akum, so there's no Chiyav Hashavas Aveda to him. That's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. He's still treated like Yisrael when they get to Ben Adam Lamakam. Let's say, if I'm a barber, I'm not allowed to shave off his payas. I'm not allowed to use him as a Shabbos guy. He should turn on the lights for me on Shabbos. But as far as Ben Adam Lachaveris, I don't have any chiyuvim to help him out. Just like by a Nochri. There's no chiyuvim Ben Adam Lachaveris to the Nochri. So too, there are the Yisurim. Ben Adam Lachaveris, there are Yisurim and there are mitzvahs. So the mitzvahs to be mechuyev to do for someone else is only if there's reciprocity. If he's mechuyev to do back for you, that's what it's mashman the Rambam. So the Nochri is not mechuyev, and the Sheva Mitzvah Benach. The Nochri is not mechuyev to be meishim my aveda. He's not mechuyev to help me out when I need anything. He's not mechuyev to help out other Nochramidim. It's not from the Sheva Mitzvah Beninoyah. So we're not mechuyev to do for them because they're not mechuyev to do back for us. So this reason doesn't really apply to a mumer, but the Gemara learns out from the pasuk that if you have a Jew who's a mumer, dina ka'akum, so all the mitzvahs ben adam ha'chaveiro don't apply legabi the mumer. I'm not mechuyev to give him back his aveda, and so on. But the yisurim ben adam ha'chaveiro certainly do apply to a nochri. Let's say to not to steal, and not to cheat in business, and not to beat him up, and so on. Not to be mazik his property. The Yisurim apply Ben Adam Lachaveir, but the mitzvah should Ben Adam Lachaveir don't apply if the other party is a mumer. So I think that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. I think Rav Shlomo Eger has before him. They both say the same thing. That why do you need a mitzvah of Rochech Techech Samisecha? Why isn't every mitzvah of Techecha included in Hashavas Gufo? I think that's what they say. I need Rochech Techech to cover even in a situation where the person is a mumer, Dina Ka'akum. So there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So there shouldn't be a mitzvah of Hashavas Gufo. So that's why I need a pasuk of Hochech Techech Samisech. I dare you also say Amisecha, Hochech Techech Samisech. If it's a mumer, there's no mitzvah of Techech either. But they work on that. They give some chilukim. I'm not sure exactly what. They give some kind of chilukim. So Nachamal, so this Takanas Yeshua applies to Chutz Lo'etz also, fine. This Takanas Yeshua is needed that you're allowed to be mazik someone else. Mapsik viola, mapsik viola. You're allowed to break off branches. That there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Gufo. Of course there's a mitzvah to help the fellow out, but not at the expense of a third party. Fine, help him out. Tell him how to get to the highway. But to break off to be mazik someone else's property, I would have thought that's not permissible. So that's Kamash Malan the Brisa that you're allowed to.
Wait, Rochester, when you talk about somebody's property, you mean the boy's property?
Probably should include even the property of a Nochri. The Bezin does have the power to make Hefke Bezin on the Nochri's property. Pashta should be like that. Yeah. Then what else did Yeshua make a takana? Meis mitzvah kana mekomo. A meis mitzvah means a person dies and nobody knows who he is, that we should have his family bury him, take care of the kvura. So you bury him wherever he died, even if he died in the middle of someone's rishus. That fellow is mechuyev to let us bury him there. Preg Marakasha on Pei Aleph on the base, about 20 lines from the bottom. Whereas the kasha imin, if you have a brice and boitz, meis mutal distratya mefaner imin, all the small. Either you bury him on the right or on the left. Why don't you bury him where he is? The Gemara says, If he would have died, if the Meis Mitzvah would have died, Meis, you don't know who he is. I just know that he's a Yehudi, that's all. I don't know who he is. So if he would have died in the middle of somebody's field, so fine. But he died in the middle of the Estratia. Rashi says Estratia is a Rishus Rabban Tezayinama. It's the middle of a highway. So what do you mean? You're going to bury him in the middle of the highway? That's ridiculous. Takanas Yeshua Binun is to be mafsid someone, a private person, a little mum, but not to be mafsid the whole B'nai Rishus HaRabim. that the cars have to go to the right or to the left. We're going to have in the middle of a highway, we're going to stick someone, we're going to let someone be buried over there. So the Gemara said, that's not reasonable. You're going to be mopsed, the whole rabbin. Ad kedei kach yishub inu never made a takpan. So then you have to figure out, should you bury him to the right of the highway or to the left? So then Gemara makes a whole calculation. The person makes a whole calculation. What's on the right and what's on the left? If one of them has things growing and the other one has nothing growing, so you bury him where nothing is growing, and so on and so forth. The whole cheshbon that the Gemara has.
So what about if you have today and you have concrete floor?
You mean a person dies in a house?
Yeah.
I doubt it. I don't know. We usually don't have any mace mitzvah. We usually know who people are. So it's very rare. A guy dies, no one knows who he is. He has no identification at all. I don't know. Haven't heard the shayla come up. It's a bum. A mace mitzvah is a bum, a trim. No one knows who he is. That's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to be fond of giving the mashal. A meis mitzvah, the kain gadol, even the kain gadol is not metame even to the zayin kraivim, but to the meis mitzvah he is metame. So he used to give such a mashal. Kain gadol is on Yom Kippur and is getting ready to do the avodah, and then he bumps into a meis mitzvah and there's no one else around. So he's been preparing for a week before Shivas Yom Kadim Yom Kippur. All week he's preparing to take care of the meis mitzvah. And then all of a sudden on Yom Kippur he bumps into the meis mitzvah. He has to be metame to the meis and give up his chance of doing the hakrovas hakarbanos on Yom Kippur, and the next in line is going to take care of the hakrovas hakarbanos. It gave such a whole mashal. So someone wrote it up and they printed it in Torah journal many years ago. He used to give this mashal. And he said, and who is this meis mitzvah that no one knows who he is? A bum, a tramp. It doesn't have no identification. Doesn't know no relatives, nothing. Not important at all. So you speak about how important the Kohen Gadol is. He's going to do the Avodah Yom Kippur. How insignificant this bum is that no one knows who he is. He's a nobody, a shiker from the street. So they printed this up many years ago. So someone sent in a letter to the editor. How can it be on Yom Kippur and Shabbos, even Amir Eliyakim? You don't even do Amir Eliyakim to bury a mace. So how can you say the Kohen Gadol is metame? On Yom Kippur, you bury the mace mitzvah. It's keneged adin. You don't bury a mace mitzvah. You don't even bury anybody on Yom Kippur. And then the Tzveita Kasha was the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He goes all the time with Shamosim to the right and to the left. He doesn't walk by himself. He goes with gods. The whole thing is impossible. It's ridiculous. They wanted to make fun of Rabbi Soloveitchik. So, but they, instead of making fun of Rabbi Soloveitchik, so they wrote that the one who wrote over the Drosha must have misheard, because it couldn't be. He didn't. The one who wrote it didn't mean like that. He meant that Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't know what he was talking about, but he didn't want to write like that. So he wrote, the one who heard it must have misheard. So the next issue of this Torah journal, someone sends in a letter to the editor. Rabbi Soloveitchik is just quoting a Tosfos in Nazir. Tosfos gives that mashal. Can go to Yom Kippur, bumps into a meis mitzvah, and all Achrenim has these kashas on Tosfos. He did that very often. He would quote a Gemara, and the people listening wouldn't realize it. Quote a Yerushalmi or something, a Gemara, a Tosfos, a Yerushalmi. And the people listening didn't realize, he's just quoting a Gemara. They thought that he's giving some philosophical chiddush or something. So this is just a tesis like that in Nazir. It makes such a statement that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is going to take care of the meis mitzvah. Maybe he means, maybe that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested when we learned that topic in Shia. He suggested maybe the Kohen Gadol has the obligation to cover over the meis mitzvah if the guy drops dead. So maybe even though you can't be mekaber him, it's a malacha, you can't bury even on Yom Tov Rishon Al Yidei Yisrael. You only bury on Yom Tov Sheni Al Yidei Yisrael. But maybe the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, maybe he's permitted to be metamed to the meis mitzvah just to cover him over, cover over the body. He shouldn't be mutal to be zayin, even though he's not going to be metapel in the kvura. Question what Tosfos meant. I don't know. You say, what if a person dies in the middle of my house? Am I mechiv to make a hole in the house?
Are we not that you can only do a tami tzara hakvura?
Yeah.
So just covering it, that would be epic.
Maybe the tzara kavra meis. Maybe that's the tzara kavra meis. It's a shayla on Shabbos. Let's say on Shabbos, someone dies on Shabbos in a hospital. And then the question is, and the relatives are kohanim. Are they allowed to be there? Are they allowed to stay there just to watch the mace? There's no tzarach hakvura. They're not doing anything. So there's mana gemara that there were mice all over, and there's a concern. The gemara brachos talks about the concern that the mice may nibble away at the body. So you, that's Letzara HaKvura. You want to make sure that you're going to bury the whole body, that the mice shouldn't come and nibble away part of the body. But today, what, someone dies in the hospital, intensive care unit, so the mice are going to nibble away at the dead body. There are no mice today. That's Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva that Nikar HaDin, he doesn't think that you need any shmira today. The whole purpose of shmira is shmira min ha'achbar, that the mice shouldn't nibble away at the body, so you should be able to bury the whole body. Nikar HaDin and Halacha, according to Nigla, you don't need any shmir. According to Kabbalah sources, maybe you need shmir. It's a different story. There's a whole court case that someone died and the relatives gave over they gave over the dead body to a funeral chapel that they should take care of all the kfura, and they sent them a bill, a very big bill, and then they were supposed to take care of everything from A to Z, an Orthodox funeral chapel. Then it turned out that they didn't have any shema the whole time. They didn't have any shmira for the dead body. So the children who were paying for the whole burial sued the funeral home for not doing any shmira. They thought that they were going to do everything that everybody does. So the defense of the funeral chapel was that Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva that Zman Hazeh Mikra Din, you don't need any shmira. The whole thing is only Midas Chasidus. So you're not mechuyav. If you want to have shmira, so you should have told us you wanted shmira. I think they got away with it. I think the children lost the case against the funeral shop because Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva. Mikra Din, you don't need shmira with Zman Hazeh. Yeah.
What about in an Arachoma? Your Homa? That they would take up, the mission Caleb says that they would take up the mace and they would come to, from the ear in order to bury it outside of the city. But that's why I also tell mace Nibbalah. There aren't any people buried inside of the Arachoma.
So. Don't know. Probably would remove him, yeah. Probably would remove him. You're not going to bury him if it's against the din. Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think that Takana of Yeshua by a Sada? Just like this individual is completely the nation of Israel, so the Baal Sada has the same field? What is the Kiddush that Adam Lara Shlepman through and break some of the branches of the Sada of another Eve? The Baal Sada has the exact same field.
He could guide him how to go. It'll take him an extra hour. So the guy's lost. So he somehow got lost Bein HaKromin. So I'll tell him how to walk. Walk till here, and it'll take him an extra hour to get out of the Kerem. So that's cooler. In order to save a waste of an hour, he's allowed to be mafsid the balasod a little bit of the vegetation. Yeah. That's
the
a chiddush.
Balasod has the exact same field. The
balasod
has the you have to be able to give out 20% of your money.
Yeah, but the Balasada could have, if the Balasada would come, so he could tell him how to get out. He said, if you walk straight over here for 2 hours, then you walk around, you find a pit, then you'll be able to get out without breaking anything on my property. So the Halacha says that he's not mechuyav to spend 2 hours out of his way. Stam, if it's only 5 minutes, he is mechuyav. I don't know how much time, what's the sheer amount of time. The heter is only letzarech. If it's shalot letzarech, if he can find the path without breaking his, without being mafsid him, so there must be a shear. How much time is he mechuyev to waste, and how much time not mechuyev to waste? I don't know. But then the Brisa lists off one of the 10 takonos of Yeshua was niftan lachuri hageder. Afidu besod emalei akarkom. What's the chiddush niftan lachuri hageder? You're going to smell up the other one's field. So Rashi says no. Rashi. On Pei Aleph and Amar Aleph, Rashi quotes the Kama Meforish law. Doesn't mean that it's going to smell. No, the Nitzchel Alitam Amen Etzro LeKaneach. Chafal Kishaperet says Hageder. I'm going to be breaking his fence a little bit. He has a geder, and they didn't have any toilet paper Bizman HaTanoim. It's a modern invention. So they used to use pebbles to wipe themselves off. So Mishum Kovet Abrius said they allowed Gezel. They allowed Gezel Mishum Kovet Abrius. Nifnum lachuri hageder means I'm allowed to break off some of the pebbles from the geder in order to clean myself off. So the Gemara says a chiddush. On Amid Beis, on Rav Chizda afilu b'Shabbos. Not only is there a hetek zeil over here in the weekdays, even on Shabbos where there's a shtikl melacha involved, it's also permissible. What's the melacha involved over here? Afilu b'Shabbos. So a pebble is muktzah, so that's one problem. Yeah, but to break off part of his fence, that's a stira, no? But it's Toisa Shalai Amanas Livna. So it's only an Issa de Rabbanon. So it's a double Chiddush that we permit him to violate Tiltal Muktzah. That we know the Gemara on Shabbos says. That is Mana Atanaim, is Mana Gemara. They used to use little pebbles. So you should really be making the Bod Yom. You should really prepare the pebbles in advance. The pebbles, the Eitz Mavonim, we offer a Muktzah Mamish. The Avonim are Muktzah Mamish. The Avonim are Muktzah. But if you're Mazman them, then there's a Heta Tiltal for that specific purpose. Like the Gemara, like in Zohar, it says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Zohar, that when you perform a bris milah, you matmin the orlo in offer. The moil should have a cup, a container with sand, and you should take the orlo and put it in the sand. It's not going to grow. It's not going to grow an orlo tree, but that's the minute. You matmin the offer. It's based on the person, mimona afar yankif. Who can count all of the containers that have all of the orlos that the Jewish people performed the mitzvah of milah? That's what the Zohar says on that pasuk in the Ruah's Bilam in Parshas Bala. Mi mano afar yankit, that refers to the offer. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchos Shabbos and in Yeredei, in Hilchos Bris Mila. It says in both that if the Moel knows in advance it's going to be a Bris on Shabbos, a Yontov, he should be mazmin the offer in advance. So what's going to help? If it's going to be mazmin the offer in advance, it's going to become ois offer. It's still going to be offer. It's still going to be offer. So how does anything change? Sometimes, if you're mazmin something in advance, you make it into a kli. Let's say people have money. So money is a muktzah, eitz mavon of yofa. Money is considered junk. Basically, muktzah is anything that's junk. So adam mekelim, ochel mamashkem are not junk. The same four things that the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos. The four categories of things that are mekabel tumah are not junk. Whatever is junk is not mekabel tumah. So money, as al pidin, considered junk, because it has no hishtamshes beguf adorah. Once in a while, someone takes a quarter to open up a cake or something, open up a soda bottle. But that's not considered the normal hishtamshus of the money. So money, usually, you pay for things as representative value. Has value, has representative value, but it doesn't have intrinsic hishtamshus. So it's not considered a kli. So money is not mekabel tumah because it's a piece of junk. So it's muktzah on Shabbos. So let's say I'll take a penny and I'll put it into my, loafers, I have shoes. And put in a penny to be a design in the shoe. So the penny becomes part of the shoe. Becomes part of the shoe, so it's no longer mukta. It's a kli. Or the Mishnah has an evin should be kirvia. A kirvia is a bucket that you lower. I live on the 10th floor, so I lower a bucket on a heavy cord in order to draw water from the well. But the bucket is made from wood, so it's going to always float on top of the water. So how am I going to get it to go under the surface of the water that I should fill it up to be able to pull up the water? So they used to weigh it down by tying on an evin on the bottom of the kirvia. So it says evin should be kirvia, it's not mukta, it blended in. Once I tie it up to the bucket, so it becomes part of the kli. So the evin is no longer mukta. But over here, if you're mazman offer, what's going to become? Ois offer. No, mi mana afar yankiv. The meaning is that you're matman the offer. You're matman the oil of offer. You want it to remain offer. It's going to become something other than offer, so you won't be in fulfillment of the minig. The answer is going to remain offer, but that's halacha the Gemara has. If you, let's say, kisui adam says v'chiso be'offer, so the Gemara says if you're mazmin the offer mebod yom that you plan to use it before yontif, on Shabbos you can't shech, but on yontif when you can shech, so the Gemara says in Beitzim in the first pair, because if you're mazmin the offer mebod yom that you're going to use it for kisui adam purposes, it remains muktzah. The offer remains muktzah, but for that purpose you have a heta tilkul. So the same over here, if a person is mazmin, little pebbles, avonim ktanim is mibod yom, that is going to use it for the beis hakisei. The avonim remain avonim, but it has a heta tiltal, it remains mukta, but it has a heta tiltal for that purpose. So the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, if you can be mazmin bod yom, you should do. But even if one was not mazmin bod yom, it's going to be an isa tiltal mukta, since it's only the rabbanon, some shim kovet abriya sitiru, they allow one to violate the Issa de Rabbanon Mishum Kavod Abrius. Even though it's not Kavod Abrius, it's not really Kavod Abrius for someone else, it's Kavod Abrius for myself. There would have been room to argue the point and say that Kavod Abrius is Decha de Rabbanon, so I have a chi of Kavod Abrius to take care of other people's Kavod Abrius. You say I have a chi to take care of my own Kavod Abrius. It's a little different. So one could argue the point that Tumim has such a svara, Chayisha Mishpat, Yurma Tumim. But you see from the Gemara, that it's not so, that even if it's I'm taking care of my own Kavod Abrius, they also permit me to violate an Issa de Rabbanon of Tilkun Muktzah. Here the Gemara says that Afilu b'Shabbos. Amrav Chizda Afilu b'Shabbos. he permitted to break off avonim from the geder, afilu b'shabbos. Even though it's a double issue, it's an issur of tilta mukta, and it's an issue of a malacha as well. It's a seiser, but it's seiser shalom and aslivnas. The seiser is only seiser is usually mekalkel. If it would have been Seisa Amenas Libnois, if I'm Seisa because it's gonna, I'm knocking down a building in order to build a better building on this location. That's called Seisa Amenas Libnois. If he's knocking down part of the fence, he's gonna have to build it up later on. He's not gonna make it better than it was before. That's not his intention. So that's only an Issa de Rabbanon. So one is permitted to violate a Malacha de Rabbanon. Same thing, let's say a person doesn't have Shabbos to get toilet paper and he wants to rip the paper. So how much of a malacha is there involved in ripping? So for many years it was assumed that if one rips on the perforation, that's a violation of mechatech b'mida. So mechatech b'mida is a malacha deraisa. So let's say a person doesn't have Shabbos to get toilet paper on Shabbos, so let him rip not on the perforation. Now they printed the name of, I think, Rav Shlomo Zalman or Rav Yashiv. They think that that's not called Mechatech Memida, even to rip on the perforation. They think Mechatech Memida is only if I need a piece of paper exactly this size. Here, I don't need it this size. It's easier to rip on the perforation. But it's not that I need it exactly that size. I don't know. I remember when I was in the yeshiva, we were learning this. So the Rebbe told us that if you rip on the perforation, then it's a malacha. Of mechatech b'mida, if you rip not on the perforation, then it's the rabbanon. Then the Gemara says muta mishum kaver abris. This was the daf that we discussed. Amar chiz dafilu b'shabbos on this Gemara. My mechuyev to go back. Let's say Yeshua ben Nun made a takana that I'm allowed to be mazik the other fellow's fence. So I'm allowed to be mazik the fence. Am I mechuyev to pay for the? Sometimes you have a heter. There are two things. There's an isa lahazik. That's learned out from one pasuk, and then there's a chiyav tashlumin. If you're mazik, there's a chiyav tashlumin. Chiyav tashlumin can exist even if one did not violate the isa lahazik. You have cases in the first parak. And the Avav Amanal, the Gemara has the tzarashot is there, that a person does not have, he's not forbidden to do the hezik, but still if the hezik occurs, he's mechuyav to pay. He can be mechuyav to pay. He can't get an einish aguf. He can't get malchus amisa unless he violated some aver. But in order to pay money, that you don't have to have an aver. A person can be mechuyev to pay money even if he doesn't violate any aver. So here also there could have been a chiyev to pay even if it was mutter for him to be mazik the other fellow's property. So let's see over here. Yeshua ben Nun declared hefke bezne hefke. He made it hefke so I can break off the tzror. Gemara says, I'm going to break off a pebble from his get there in order to clean myself off mishum kavod abrius for myself. So Yeshua ben Nun declared hefke bez nefke. He made it hefke just to take off the yisr. There's no yisr lahazik, but still I have to make good. I have to pay later on. Or do you say, no, he made it hefke. There's no yisr lahazik and I don't have to pay either. So the Gemara says that there was a tzaddik, Zutra Chasida, he was a chosid, Shokil Umahadir, Ramadar Lashame, Lamacha Zil Sharke. He was Mazutra Chasida, he was a chosid. As a Midas Chasidis, one should pay, one should go fix it up the next day, after Shabbos is over. But weekdays, let's say a person had to be Nifna, so he broke off something from someone else's fence. Amikir Adin, you're not Mukhuyev to make good. This is a Midas Chasidis. Mazutra Chasidah didn't meet his Chasidah, so he paid for it later on. But Mikra Adin, it would appear that one is not Mechuyev to make good. That's included in the Hefke Bez Nehefke of Yeshua ben Nun. Yeah, what else does he have? A Mayan Hayetze Mechilo. B'nei Huyem Estapkin Menu. Let's say, I have a field, and there are trees on my field. And the trees grow apples or pears or grapefruits or whatever. Money grows on trees. Children think money grows on trees. Yeah. So whatever grows on the trees, money, fruits, and vegetables growing on the trees, whatever happens to be growing on the trees, salamis, glazes. So the din is that whoever owns the field owns the pears that grow on his trees. That's the din of Aroi Ashbach, Akarka Shali Hishbiach. Aroi, Aleph, Resh, Ayin, Yud, Akarka Shali Hishbiach. Yeah. So let's say I have a field and all of a sudden, Zamayin Hayetim Etchimah, a well starts to spring out from my field, and then it flows vayta. So l'choyri, you should say mikir adin aroy yashbach. Since this karka is mine, so the water that flows out is all mine. So I have a right to bottle all the water and prevent anybody else from using the water. Anybody wants to use the water, I have a right to charge him money. All the water is mine. I have the right to build the whole thing. Mikir adin, I should be able to build the whole contraption to contain all the water to prevent it from rolling out further. That was a takon of Yeshua ben Nun. That's the fourth line from the top of Pe'alav and Al. We'll have to let all the people in the city use the water. Yeah. So this is the shaila. To what extent did Yeshua ben Nun make the takana over here? To what extent, like over here, by the breaking off the fence, maybe he just made the takana that they're allowed to break the fence. There's no isa mazik, but they still have to pay. So that was mazutra chasida. That was the midas chasidas was that to treat the takanas Yeshua ben Nun as if it was just a takana that there's a heta mazik, but you still mechuyev to pay. And what's with over here? The mayan hayetzim etchila b'nei huir have a right to use it. Means the b'nei huir can force the bala sada to sell it to them. Usually, I can't force you to sell whatever property you have. I can't pressure you to sell it to me. If you don't want to sell it to me, you don't have to. See, Yeshua ben Nun made a takana that the b'nei huir can force the bala hasada to let them take the water, but he has a right to charge them. Or do you say, no, he made hefker bez nefker. The water does not belong to him, despite the fact that mikra adin, we should have said, aroy ashbach, so he made a takana based on hefker bez nefker. He can't say aroy ashbach. So the Gemara says there was such an opinion, but it's not accepted. That's on the third line from the top of Pei Aleph and Beis. Amarab bravunim, nosin lo damim. All the people have to pay money. They can force the Baal HaSodah to sell them the water, but they have to pay for the water. They have to pay a reasonable amount. We don't pass like Rabbi Barav Huna. We pass that that's all included in the Hefker Bez and Hefker of Yeshua ben Nun. That not only that they can force the Baal HaSodah to sell them the water is Hefker L'chol B'nei Huyah. All the people in the city have a right to use the water. Tosfos on Amud Aleph is bothered with Akasha. Tosfos Dibra Masra, Mayan Hayetz Mitzchila B'nei Huyah Mistapkin Emenu. That was Gemara of the Zohar, which says Fakir. Gemara says the Navi Meyare. If the water is flowing from one particular person's field, so then that water belongs to him. That water is his water. Frektais Akasha, but the Gemara said the Feirish, the water is not his water. Hefke bezna hefke, Yeshua ben Nun made it hefke. He's not allowed to, the Baal HaSodah is not allowed to grab all the water. He's muchiv to let, it's not only that it's hefke, he has a right to grab. Whatever something is after Kolokodim's office, so let the Baal HaSodah build the whole contraption, let him bottle all the water. He has no right to do that. All the B'nai Huyah have a right to share it together. How come the Gemara, but his Zohar says not so? If the Navi Meyare, if the water is Noveah from his Akarka, from his Eretz, so then it belongs to him. The Torah says, V'yesh l'chalik ben yetzim, v'yelu l'torach lo l'chafar. Mayan ha-yetzim b'tchila means, a Mayan happened on its own. A Mayan comes out of his field. So that's covered with Takonis Yeshua ben Nun, that everybody in all the B'nai Huyah have a right to use that water. But if someone digs a well and he spends a lot of money, he spends money or effort and energy in order that this should happen, if Torch Boy Bachafara, then the Gemara Navar Dizara says that it belongs to him. There's no Takonis Yeshua on that. That actually belongs to him. Yeah. In the middle of all of these discussions, these are all things that happen on farms. I hardly ever spend any time on a farm, so I don't fully appreciate what's going on over here. So one of the things the Gemara discusses over here is about, I think in the first edition of the Shemir Shabbos, because it didn't write any dinim about how to deal with animals on Shabbos. So people sent them a letter. We live on farms. Or some people live in the cities and they have pets. So in the second edition, he corrected. Okay. He has the dinim for the farmers too. So I'm in the first line, on the first line. So I don't fully understand what's going on here, but one din I know, there is a din of kilayim. Okay, what's the avera of kilayim? Is an isa to plant kilayim? And then what's the din if the kilayim is growing on its own? So I have to rip it out? What if I just let the kilayim grow? Is that an isa on my part? So Tosis quotes, Ein mechayv ben osa lacha. Tosis quotes that it's a machlokes of Akiva nachachamim. Rabbi Akiva holds hamekayim bekilayim loike. This quotes this member of the din of Rabbi Akiva, We quoted from Avod Zohar, Daf Samach Dalet, from Makriz, Daf Chofal, from the time the klein is loike. How can it be loike? It's the halab shem ma'isa. Tosis there, Makriz discusses it. So Tosis here, ein mechay ben osalaka. Tosis here gives their position. Lab malchus mamish, the halab shem ma'isa. The isur b'yamahu means that it's an isur. There's an isur to be mekayim klein. And the Rabbana disagreed that there's no isur to be mekayim klein. There's no isur min ha-Torah. What about Amir Liyakum in Kalayim? The Rambam writes a starting din in Hilchas Kalayim. The Rambam writes, I can, you're not allowed to have a Shabbos daughter. You're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do malacha for you. On Shabbos, everybody does, but it's not permissible. There is a, believe it or not, there is a din of Amir Liyakum. Yeah, most people wouldn't do the Tesis right on the Gemara. The Heldi Tanayim knew in advance that this is going to be violated all the time. So, in order to be Mechazik, the prohibition of Amir Liyakum, they instituted a din that even if the Nochri did the Malach on his own, I didn't even ask him to. He did the Malach on his own on my behalf. You're not allowed to get Hanor until Bechdei Shiasu. So this will deter people from making believe that it happened by itself. Because the Tanoim knew that people are going to make believe. They're going to violate Amir Lach. I'm going to make believe as if the Nochri did it on his own. So they made an Issa de Rabbanon. Even if it's true that he did it on his own, he's still not allowed to get Hanor. So you shouldn't make up such a story. So there is such a din of Amir Liyakim Shabbos. Whether the din of Amir Liyakim only applies to Shabbos, we know it applies to Yontif. You know, the Gemara talks it applies to Chalamoid. Gemara talks it applies to Avelos. You're not allowed to have one in the middle of Shiva. He's not allowed to run his business. He's also to do business in the middle of Shiva. He's not allowed to have a non-Jew run his business either. Shabbos. What about other Isurim? What about to be Misaris of Behema? You're not allowed to. The pasuk says, "V'yatzachem lo yisasu." You're not permitted to castrate any animals or castrate the human being. So what if you get a non-Jew to do it for you? So the Gemara says, well, that maybe is machoma. That could be that even though it's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nenoyach, in addition to the Sheva Mitzvahs on which Azarasim Zui Misosim, that if they violate any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, they deserve it. Einish Misa, there are additional prohibitions. And some of the Tanoim hold that Sirus is one of them. That's how the Rambam passes, that Sirus is included in the list of things that's also for Nochri. So if I'm going to get the veterinarian to be Misaris my animal, so that's an Isser of Lifnei Velisikte Michshol, because the Nochri is Musa, not to be Misaris any Baal Chaim. So the Gemara says, okay, let's say a different Isser. Forget about Sirus. Let's say a different Isser, planting Kilayim. Is Amir Liyakim Osir and Kol HaTorah Kulo, or is it only Osir on Shabbos? You can't say only on Shabbos. I mean, Shabbos in Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed in Avelos. What about other areas? These four we know for sure. What about other areas of Allah? So it's a question what the maskana is. The Taisvus and the Raivid write that since the Gemara doesn't come to any conclusion, the Gemara is in Bob Metzia Daf Tzadik Amaral. So since the Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion, so you're not allowed to. So that's what the Gemara says in Masechus Rosh Hashanah around Daf Chav Hey. So the Gemara says Rebbe Gamliel had the Tzuris Chama Lavana. He had shapes of the moon, shapes of the sun, shapes of the moon. He had a whole planetarium. So he used to interrogate the witnesses when they came and they said they saw the Lulavana. So he would ask, was it in this shape and that shape? Was it facing this direction, that direction? He needed it, okay? He needed it for purposes of Kiddush HaKodesh. But the Gemara raised the question, you're not allowed to make these things. One is not allowed to make Tzuris Chama Lavana, or Kachavim and Mazala. So how was he allowed to make it? So the Gemara says, someone else made it. Someone else made it. So the Shad is, but Amir Liyakim is also Asa. What do you mean someone else made? So Taisvis and the Ravid assume that Amir Liyakim is Asa. Maybe the Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. We had the Baluita holds that Amir Liyakim and Makam Mitzvah is always Mutter, even in Nisa Derais. So that's what one opinion in Taisvis is like that Amir Liyakim is Asa and Kol HaTarakula, but the Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. Here Rabbi Gamliel had the Nochrim make these Tzuris Chama Levana. That for sure is not Asa for a Nochrim. We discussed when we were talking about Parshas Yisrael, I don't know if you heard that part, we discussed the Bnei Noach are not permitted to violate Avodah Zarah. So how much is included in Avodah Zarah for the Bnei Noach? What about to get Hanoah from Avodah Zarah? We're not allowed to get any Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. So would you say, Anochri has an Issa Hanoah, he's not allowed to get Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. The Parshas says that that's not included in Avodah Zarah. There's a Chidush Haran in Maseches Avodah Zarah, who says that Bnei Noach are not allowed to get Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. So the one who published the Ran, in days of Rabbi Kivega, the one who published the manuscript, writes on the bottom of the page in the footnote, Pilet Loim, I think he writes that he showed it to Rabbi Kivega. He said, I never heard of such a thing. that included in the Yisur Avodah Zarah B'nei Noach is that they're not allowed to get Hanor from Avodah Zarah. It's a big Kiddush. What about to make a pesel? Let's say the Nochri is going to manufacture a Getchke for someone else, another Nochri. There's a Nochri from India, from China, whatever. He wants to worship Avodah Zarah. He commissions a different Nochri to do. So if he commissions a Jew, so that's an Issa. We're not allowed to make an Avodah Zarah. Not only if we plan to worship the Avodah Zarah, even if someone else plans to worship it. To make a pesel, masasul chafesul chaltmuna. There's an Issa, he's not allowed to make a Dover that's going to be Nevet. What about a Ben Noyach? Maybe the Ben Noyach are only Muzer not to worship Avodah Zarah. Are they Muzer and Lifnei Iver? So, most of the Rishonim hold there's no Lifnei Iver by Ben Noyach. Some want to say there is an Issa, but Pashta says in the Gemara that there is no Lifnei Iver by Ben Noyach. So, is there an Issa to manufacture an Avodah Zarah? So the Rambam sounds like that. The Rambam says included in the Issa Avodah Zarah Ben Noyach is not only not to worship Avodah Zarah, it also included is not to manufacture a pestle, not to make a Dovah Shal Avodah Zarah. But let's say not to make Tzuras Chama Levana, Tochavim Mazolos. That's not an Issa of Avodah Zarah. That's a different Issa. They're not making it the Shem Avodah. So let's say to ask a Nochri to make, Rabbi Gamliel will ask a Nochri to make Tzuras Chama Levana. So there's no lifting either. The Nochri is permitted to make Tzuras Chama Levana, unless it's a Dava HaNevan. But then it'll be a question whether the Rambam has this Chiddush that included in Avodah Zarah for the Bnei Noach is not only that they're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, they're not allowed to make a pesel if they know that the intention of the customer is that they're going to worship it. But let's say no one's going to worship anything. They're going to make a planetarium for me. A Jew asks a non-Jew to make a planetarium. So Taisus and the Rabbit assume, Amir liyakum is also an kol ha'tar kula, but the Makam Mitzvah is mutas. So here is the Makam Mitzvah. Rabbi Gamliel needed it in order to interrogate the witnesses who have come for the purpose of Kiddush HaKadosh. So that Taisus sounds like the Baluiter, that Amir liyakum and Anissa deraita is mutas in Makam Mitzvah. Maybe they wouldn't say it on Shabbos. Maybe Amir liyakum on Shabbos Mohammed and Amir liyakum kol ha'tar kula. But that's what Taisus says. That this was Amir liyakum the Makam Mitzvah is mutas. So the Rambam paskins though, this was an Ibayid Leif Shita, whether Amir Liakum is Osir and Kola Tarakula, or it's only Osir in those special cases, Shabbos, Yontav, Chalamoid, and Avelos. So the Rambam paskins Muta, so the Rambam writes, I can commission a Nochri to plant Kilayim in my field. See, if it's going to be Kilay HaKerem, so it's going to be Osir Mano. So what does it help? It's going to be Osir Mano. It's not going to be Kilay HaKerem, it's going to be Kilay Zeroyim. Kilay Zeroyim is an avera to plant it, but once you plant it, it's muta b'achila, muta b'ano.
Doesn't the Rambam hold kilayim is also by Ben
Noach? Kiloy ilonis. Harkovis ilonis, right. The Gemara puts that together. The Gemara says that these two prohibitions, either the Ben Noach are forbidden to do both, or they're permitted to do both. Siris by behemoth, siris to castrate an animal or human being, and harkova by ilonis, to graft trees. Nim shein aminoi, Harkovah. So the Gemara says, based on Psukim in the middle of Parshas Kedoshim, either both do apply to the Menorah, and neither applies to the Menorah. Shaila had he read the Psukim. So the Rambam writes that they're both forbidden. Yeah, but that's only Harkovah Ilonis. Harkovah Ilonis is also Bein Barat, Bein Chutz Barat, yeah. But Kloy Yisraim is only also an Eretz Yisrael. So that's Mutter for the Menorah. That's not an Issa. By them, there's no Musag of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam writes in Hilchus Kalayim, I'm permitted to commission a Nochri to pay a non-Jew that he should plant Kiloi Zeroim. To come to plant Kiloyakem is going to be awesome. I'm not going to gain anything. Even if it grew on its own, even if no one violated the Avera planting it, but if it's Kiloyakem, it'll be awesome. Permitted, the Rambam says, to ask a Nochri to plant Kiloi Zeroim. And then the Rambam holds that there's no Issa Hamekayim climb. Hamekayim climb Loike is only Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And the Chacham holds there's no Avera to be Mekayim climb. So the Rambam says that that's muta, muta to ask a Nochri to plant kilai hakloi zroim, and to leave it like that because b'diyeved it'll be muta b'achila b'achila. Taisus here has a suggestion. In Nami afilu the Rabbanon, it's a heched and nichalei chibul chacham shleach shadush azarim. Taisus has a chiddush here. And the Dibra Maschalei mechayv and also lakor on the last narrow line and the first wide line. In Nami afilu the Rabbanon. Taisus makes a suggestion, even though it's a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon, whether mekayim klaim loike or not, and they say mekayim klaim loike, it's not a machlokes, not that they both hold hamak, there's an issa to be mekayim klaim, the whole machlokes is whether you get malchus. No, This says when it, Rabbi Akiva says Malkus, it's not to be taken literally. La Malkus Mamish, it's the Chalab Shem or Maise. What it means is that there's an Iser. And the Rabbanah hold that there isn't even an Iser. There isn't even an Iser. It's Heta Gomer. It's Mutta to be Mekayim Klein. I buy a field and it happens that it has Kloy Zrayim in it. I ask an Ochri to plant it for me. So he does the job. I pay money, he does the job. Rambam holds no Iser merely Akum on Shark Palatar Kula, only on Shabbos and Yontif, etc., only in those four cases. So what about being the complex? So Taisa understands, Taisa has a chiddush, that even the Rabbana, the Rabbi Akiva hold that it's muta the complex, it's only muta min ha-Torah. But with the Rabbana, it's also because of a marisayin, shaleach shadu, the onlookers, the neighbors, will think shazorim. They'll think that he planted it himself. So that prohibition, Taisa says a chiddush to interpret the din over here, that prohibition only applies when it's a nichale, when it makes sense that maybe the fellow will plant, maybe there's room to be choshed him, that he planted klaim in his field. But if it's a dovah hamazik, he has two minim, and the fact that there's a second min is taking away the unika from the first min, and the first min is more valuable. So in such a case, there isn't even a hashash ma'arisai midi rabbonu shalayach shadu shazarm, because it's not good for the first vegetable that's there. Koshulehu asavim, yeah. In the beginning of the Tosis, they quote that if you have Kloy HaKerem, Haroya Yerek Bekarmoy, Haroya Yerek Bekarmoy, Kloy HaKerem is even also Bahanoa. Kloy Zram is only an Issa to plant it, but once you planted it, it's Muta Bachila Muta Bahanoa. It's a Muta Lekaimo, so that's the Machlokes of Akiva and the Rabbana. Akiva holds also Lekaimo. A mekayim klein loike, and the rabbanah hal muta lekaimo. The rambam holds muta even with the rabbanah. The Tosis has a chiddush inami yeshlema. It's a chiddush maybe with the rabbanah. It's also because of marisayin. Chivu chachamim, hechad nichalei chivu chacham to rip it out. Shaloyach shadu shazor. Yeah. So in the beginning of the Tosis, they're talking about real kloy hakerem. Kloy hakerem is also ba'ano. So Kloy HaKerem is asked about another. The Gemara says, even if the Mechitzas HaKerem Shenifritza, so, the first daf in Bava Basra, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah from Maseches Klai. Even if the Klai grew by itself, I didn't plant it. If it's Kloy HaKerem, so it becomes asked about another. So the Tosis quotes from the Mishnah is, it only becomes asked about another if he's Misyayish. And Misatza Leokrof, if he doesn't care. Let's say someone tells him that the fence fell down and the next door neighbor has a Geffen, growing all the way up until the fence. If you would have no fence, you have to have a certain minimum amount of harchoke between what's growing on my side of the field and what's growing on his side. He has kfanim over here, and I have tvua, yerek over here, so you have to have a certain amount of harchoke. The Mishnais have how much of a harchoke you need. Sometimes dalarams, sometimes less than dalarams. So let's say they notify me that the fence fell down, and what's growing now is kaloi hakerem. So if I say, okay, I'll take care of it tomorrow. I'm busy learning today. I have to learn my daf yomi, whatever, I gotta go daven. So if I say, I'll take care of it tomorrow, so then it'll become asavano, if I'm lazy about it. But if I say, I just finished eating, let me bench and I'm gonna take care of it right now. I'm not dilly-dallying, I just need a little time. So even if it's Hosef Masayim, even if it'll turn out that it was Hosef Masayim, the halacha says, that it doesn't become asa. It only becomes asa ba'anoa klei akerem. It's asa ba'achil, asa ba'anoa. That din d'araisa only begins if he's nisyai shemen uveloi godre. That's the Tosafot quotes from the Mishnah. So, roi yerek b'karma yivyomar, shegi elusham alaktenu. I'm on my way. I'm taking care of different sodas. I'm going zigzag back and forth. I'm still going to be there in another couple of minutes, in another couple of hours. I'm doing everything in order. I'm taking care of everything in the field. So then, lo nisyai shemenu, so it doesn't become asabano, even though it's Isaac Masayim. But if he says, I'm going to go away today, I'm going on a trip, and later I'll come back tomorrow, so then Isaac Masayim, then it will become asabano. That's a din deraisa. The question is, where is the pasuk that you learn that out from? That in order that Kloy HaKerem should become asabano, it has to be nisyai shemenu v'loy godre. What's the mokah? But the Mishnah say like that. Taisa's Dan Baba Basa in the first daf discusses Where's the Makom HaChumash that it depends on the Siyah Shemel? So that's what Tosis is discussing over here. There's a strange Mishnah in Kelaim here. It talks about two different meaning growing together. So it says, "A mechayven osa lakor." The rabbis will not require the fellow to rip out the second min that's growing. Why will they not mechayven him to rip out? He has shnei minim growing together in his field. Let it constitute kelaim. So Rashi says because he's going to want to rip it out later. Rashi writes, "A mechayven osa lakor asavim menim shem kelaim fee." The bal korcha osa litlo shem afsed asav tilton. The guy's not an idiot. He's not going to let it grow. Later on, he's going to take care of it. So Taisa says, what do you mean later on he's going to take care of it? But right now, why don't we require, why don't we insist? He has to yank out the asavim right now. What does Rashi mean? Balkorche osid litlo. Ben kovako is going to take it out later. Ben kovako, later. Later, it'll become kloy hakerim. Why don't we insist he has to take it out right away? So that's what Taisa doesn't like Rashi. Tirsh bekuntris, ben kovako, korchon is going to take it out. Korch perushai. How can it be? How can it be? So nearly what it means is either the Mishnah goes like Rebbe Akiva, the Rebbe Akiva holds a Mekayim Klayim is an Iser. So here it says, the only time there's an Iser deraisa. One learns out Rebbe Akiva Shita from a Pasuk. A Mekayim Klayim is an Iser deraisa. Loike. Loike means an Iser deraisa. So either it goes Aliba the Rebbe Akiva. And even Rabbi Akiva says Hamakayim Klayim is Erev and Aver is only if it's Nichalei. But if it's not Nichalei, Emechayim and also Lakor Leki Yisur Sharihu Lo Yizora Maleim Bo Mishum Hamakayim Klayim Lekor Kim Nikosh Le Asam. Rabbi Akiva it's Duchlei. The only time Rabbi Akiva holds Hamakayim Klayim Loike means that he's Erev and Aver is if he's happy about the fact that he has the Shnei Minim growing together. He's going to gain some benefit out of it. But if it's detrimental to him, he's not happy at all about it. Then there's no Issa deraisa and Mekayim Klayim. That's the first pshat in Tosfos. Then they give Inami, second pshat, no. What pshat? Heta within Rebbe Akiva on the level of deraisa, that's wild. If it's Nisa deraisa and Mekayim Klayim, so what's the difference whether it's Nichalei or Nichalei? So they say, no, it goes like the Rabbana de Rebbe Akiva. Rabbana de Rebbe Akiva, how Mekayim Klayim is Mutter. And the Rambam holds really Mutter. So Tosfos and the Inami Yesh Lama says, no, it's Mutter and Atur. But with the Rabbana, there's an Issa Marisayin. What's the Marisan Shaleach Shadu Shazoram? Yeah, but if it's Koshalei, if the two meaning the Asavim are not good for the vegetables that are growing, it's taking away the nutrition, so then there isn't any Chashash Marisan. Yeah, the second Pshat we understand better than the first Pshat. The first Pshat is saying a Chiddush and a Din Deraisa. The Rebbe Kiva Shita Mekayim Klayim Loikem means that Izor V'Nisar only applies if it's nichalei. If it's loy nichalei, then there's no isa deraisa. Meicha peisa. Why should you say that there's no isa deraisa if it's loy nichalei? The second shot, we understand it better. It's a marizayim. The second shot has to postulate that there is such a din, that there is an isa marizayim. The Rambam doesn't hold like the second shot. The Rambam says that it's mutar legamrei. You can pay a nochri to plant kelayim. It's a Rambam in Hilchos Kelayim. You can pay a nochri to plant kelayim in your field because he holds that amir liyakam is mutar by Shari Surya Torah. And then there's no Issa Mekayim Klayim at all. There isn't even an Issa Derabbanan. There's that Rambam in Hilchos Kelayim. Perek Aleph, the first page in Hilchos Kelayim. Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Osel Lizrei Kelayim Linochri. A Jew is a farmer. I'm not allowed to plant. I'm going to work on a goy's farm in Eretz Yisrael. So the goy will ask me to plant Kelayim. So just because the farm belongs to a goy, is Nishkin Hefe. You don't say, Yesh Kinyan Anochri, that since we sold the land to the goy, so you can do whatever you want. He says, not allowed to. However, the reverse order, Muta Lomel Anochri Lizroa. Lo kiloy Yisroim. I can ask the Nochri to plant kiloy Yisroim in my field. There's no Isra Amir Yaakov. It's and it's Mutta Ba'anoa. If it would have been to ask a guy to plant kiloy Hakerem, it's going to be Asa Ba'anoa, so what does it help? But I ask him to plant kiloy Yisroim, so that's going to be Mutta B'diyev, it's just a shayla planting it. The Rama holds there's no Amir Yaakov. So that's what the Ravid is massing on the Rambam like Tesis. V'yod Amir v'lenocher b'yis alav is a bite leiv shito. V'luchumer b'bab mitziyah and daf tzadik. The one has the suffix. So Tesis and the Ravid holds, yeah, you always have to go luchumer. Yeah. Then the Rabbi doesn't understand. How can the Rambam say you can have the Nochi planted climb and you leave it like that? What happened to the din of the kind climb? There's no isav at all. The Rambam holds according to the Rabban and the Rabbi Akiva. There's no isav at all, even with the Rabban and the kind climb. So the Rambam himself says, no. Also, Lot and the kind climb is Rhyme Besadeu, Elo Oikron, Vimkimon, Eino Loike. So he said, Beferis, that it's not permissible to mean the kind climb. The next sentence after this, Muta Loimur Lenoch with Israela Kloy Israim. However, but also lot them lekaim kloyz roim b'sadeu elo oikrim in kiman ein aloikim. So, if the din is that it's also lekaim klaim b'kerem, also lekaim klaim b'sadeu kloyz roim, how can you say muta lo melanochri l'Israel? What happened to the user of lekaim klaim? That's the right zada hasoga. Strange Rambam. That's on the first page in Hilchos Kilayim.
So the Rambam is masking to the Marasai.
It's a stirim in Eibet. So you got to work on the Rambam to figure out. So he says sometimes there is an issa, sometimes there's not an issa. He starts off that it's muta legamri, and then he backs out. He says that it is also. Gemara has a historical discussion. Exactly, it says there are 10 takanas and the Brisa lists off 11. So how come it says 10 takanas? Gemara says one of them doesn't belong. One of them was made by Shlomo HaMelech in a later generation. Then the Gemara said, why does it only say 10? I bet there's a Brisa that says Yishuv Nun made this takana. Another Brisa Yishuv Nun made another takana. So the Gemara says on the line, ki yichidoi loy kaminam. There are different opinions in Tanoim. Exactly how much was instituted by Yeshua Binur. So there are different opinions. Others say that there are more than 10 takwanas. So this braisa follows which Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, here the top of about 8 lines on the top of Pei Beis and Al. This braisa that lists up the 10 takwanas of Yeshua Binun follows Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I don't necessarily think he was a descendant of Rabbi Yeshua Binun, but that's his opinion that there were 10 takwanas. So the Gemara mentioned 10 takanas, all based on Hefke Bez Nefke Yeshua Ben Nun main. So he said, don't forget, Ezra also made 10 takanas. Asara takanas tikken Ezra. What did he make? Takanas shikurim b'mincha b'shabbos. Kriyas HaTorah by mincha didn't exist in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was late. The Kurim b'sheni b'chamishi, that you lay in every Monday and Thursday morning, is a takanas Ezra. Feg Mar Kasha, sheni b'chamishi, Ezra tikken, b'homikora havi miskino. It was instituted in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. But it says in Chumash Ve'elchus Shloshi Tzamim Mamid Bavolay Motzamayim Dorshe Mishulim Samru Eimayim Elatur. They were traveling for 3 days, and there was no public liminatur. Maybe there was private, but there was no public liminatur. So that it wasn't good. Nilu, they all got exhausted. Miyad Nilu. So Om Nevi'im Shebeneim. That includes Moshe Rabbeinu. And they made a takana shiyukarim b'shabbos ma'afsikim b'echem b'shabbos karim b'sheni ma'afsikim shlish reviv karim b'chamishi shayin shelo kedei shelo yalina gima yamin b'loy tar. So you see from this brisa seems to contradict the first brisa. See from this brisa the first two wide lines on daf pei beis and ben aleph, so that was ready takana kedumah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does it say here in the brisa that the takana's kriyas atera b'sheni b'chamishi was introduced by Ezra? That already existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara gives two suggestions. They're not sure. So the Gemara says, perhaps either Meikor Tiknu Chad Gavra Tlosa Psuki. The original Takana was one Aliyah. The old Kriyas HaTorah consists of one Aliyah. One Aliyah is a minimum of 3 Psukim. If you want to have more, it's about a good. Minimum of 3 Psukim. Inami, maybe even in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu there were 3 Aliyahs. Well, it's not sure. But the 3 Aliyahs, it was sufficient with 3 Psukim, one Pasuk for each one. Inami, perhaps it was plus a garbage 3 aliyahs, but only plus a psuki sachako can I get karm levim Israelim. Also, who tikin plus a garbage asar psuki can I get asar batlon? So Yeshua ben Nun maybe added on that it's not enough with one pasuk, Ezra added on, it's not enough with one pasuk for each one of the 3 oilim. Each one of the 3 oilim needs a minimum of 3 psukim, so it should be 3 times 3 should be 9. No, but he made a takon in a minimum of 10 psukim. Asher. So that was the Gemara's suggestion. Yeah, here's the problem with the Rambam. How does the Rambam write when he quotes this? Gimel. Maim Nishon Pergi based on Hilchas Tefillah. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Tefillah has the Dinam of Kriyas HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun lam Yisrael shikorim b'Torah b'Rabbim b'Shabbos v'Shem v'Chamishi b'Shachris kidei shelo yishu shloshes yamim b'lo shmiyas haTorah. Ezra tikkun, you should lay mincha because of Yoshe Kronos. V'gamhu tikkun, sheyuhu korim b'Sheni v'Chamishi shlosha b'nei Odom likru pochas me'asor p'sukim. So the Rambam quotes the whole thing. The Rambam quotes the whole takkana. V'gamhu tikkun, Ezra also made a takkana on Sheni v'Chamishi. Not just Shabbos afternoon to Mincha. She yikorim b'sheni v'chamishi shloisha b'nei Odom, three aliyahs. Sounds like he's quoting that Gemara. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was only one aliyah on sheni v'chamishi. One oil al Torah lained all the three psukim. V'yikru pochus b'asar psukim. Both, he puts together both answers at the Gemara. Okay. The Rambam quotes the both answers. At the
Why is it necessary to have a Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos Mincha?
What does it mean Shum Yoshvei Kronos, the Gemara says? Who are the Yoshvei Kronos? The Yoshvei Kronos means people who don't bother to come to shul in the middle of the week. The Gemara says, Kriyas HaTorah Mincha is for the Yoshvei Kronos, Rashi writes, who missed Sheni V'Chamishi. They only go to shul on Shabbos. They don't go to shul in the middle of the week. So they're only going to have the Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos morning. They're not going to hear Sheni V'Chamishi. So what can we do? So at least we want to make a little tashlumen. So at least they learn Shabbos afternoon to Mincha. They chaparain a little more than a bare minimum. That's where Rashi writes, the Yoshvei Kronos are those who miss the Kriyas HaTorah Sheni V'Chamishi in the morning. Yeah, this is a shaila and din. Let's say they learned the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, and then there was a snowstorm on Monday and no one went to shul. So Tuesday all the snow melted. Can you learn Kriyas HaTorah on Tuesday? If the takanas Moshe Rabbeinu was shaloyochu shloshes yamin below Torah, so then you will be in fulfillment of the takanas shaloyochu shloshes yamin below Torah. You'll have Shabbos be lain, Sunday, Monday be missed, and Tuesday be lain. Can you lain Kriyas HaTorah? Stam to lain Kriyas HaTorah a little, let's say, if we did lain Kriyas HaTorah on Monday, we're going to lain Kriyas HaTorah that's what the Netziv has in Shuvah. They made a hachnasa say the Torah in Chicago in the days of the Netziv, over 100 years ago. And so they had all the wealthy balabatim had donated a lot of money, so they were dancing in the street and singing. And they came to the new shul, so they decided they're going to auction off the aliyahs. Auction off the aliyahs, going to learn Kriyas HaTorah on Sunday afternoon, middle of nowhere. So there was a big machlekes in Chicago where there was a bracha of atola or not. So you didn't know whom to ask. So they sent the shadow to Europe. Yes, then it's Mustama. There were people who learned the Valojan. So they sent the shadow to Venetian. So he has in the chuvah, in the nation of Dov, he has a chuvah to the city of Chicago about the topic. So he thinks that if he learned Kriyas HaTorah in a day that there's no takana, he thinks that it's bracha levatol. He thinks that it's a bracha levatol. Because we all say Brichas HaTorah in the morning. When you wake up, you say Brichas HaTorah. So when you get an aliyah, what are you saying again, Brichas HaTorah? That's a takana, that you should say Brichas HaTorah again when you get an aliyah. But if you're going to lay it on a day where there is no takana, so that'll be a bracha levatol. I think he has a chiddush. He thinks that on Monday, even if everybody laying Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, to lay again a second, take up the safe Torah, to lay again, I think he says that's not a bracha l'atola. Anytime you lay on Monday is okay. Even everybody was yotzei ready. That part of the tshuva is already a chiddush. But this part is usually assumed to be normal. That to lay Kriyas HaTorah on a day on which there's no chiv is bracha l'atola. So that's a shana. Let's say no one showed up in shul on Monday because it was a snowstorm. So they wanted laying Kriyas HaTorah on Tuesday to fulfill a takanash Moshe Rabbeinu shelo yechlu shloshes yamim b'lo Torah. They heard Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos and they missed Sunday and Monday. They wanted laying on Tuesday. So it's a machlokes achrayim in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Some achrayim say it's fine. You're in fulfillment of takanash Moshe Rabbeinu, and the accepted opinion I think is that it's not the acceptable. The accepted opinion is that Moshe Rabbeinu made a takanash sheni v'chamishi. Taisa discusses, why did they make a takana sheni v'chamishi? They're long skinny taisas. They give a whole cheshbon based on when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hasina when he came down from Hasina. So since the takana was bedavke, why did Moshe Rabbeinu make Monday and Thursday? He could have made Tuesday and Thursday. So there must have been a good reason why. So Monday is a better day for Kriyas HaTorah. So since the takana was Monday, so you can't lay on Tuesday. Even though you'll be you will gain that you're going to have shaloich shloshi samim b'loi tayro. But that wasn't what Moshe Rabbeinu made the takon. So that would be a bracha l'vatol. That's the way it's usually assumed, like those achrayim. Shalit the Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday morning that you lay in right after Chazoras HaShatz, right after Tachnun. Is it Dafke in the morning in conjunction with Shachris? Let's say they didn't lay Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, they're going to lay in the afternoon. Monday afternoon. Can you lay Kriyas HaTorah Monday afternoon? That's a machlokes and achrayim. So I think most achrayim hold that you may lay. All day long you can lay. And the minority opinion hold, no, you only have to lay in the morning. Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim was of the opinion that Kriyas HaTorah is a chayvus hayochid. You can only fulfill Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur. But the chiyuch to hear Kriyas HaTorah is a chayvus hayochid. He mentioned the Ramban in Megillah. Mohammed's in Megillah says not so. He says it's only a chayvus hatzibur. Rav Chaim held not so. He held that it's a chayvus hayochid. So every so often when he had to travel for a meeting of the Bar Rabbanim of Poland, so he would miss Kriyas HaTorah Monday or Thursday morning, so he would insist on stopping off somewhere and gathering together Minyan of Balabatim. He always succeeded somehow miraculously in getting Minyan Balabatim who hadn't heard Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. That was Soloveitchik also when he used to come to the yeshiva, so he used to travel to the yeshiva on Tuesday morning. Once in a while, for some reason or another, he would travel on a Monday morning, so he would give shir, and then after the shir, he would ask, "Has anybody missed Kriyas HaTorah this morning?" So he always succeeded miraculously in getting a minyan of students that hadn't heard Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. Then he would learn Kriyas HaTorah by mincha. And he said that was Rav Chaim's practice, that he felt that it's kol hayom. Most achanim hold that Kriyas HaTorah is kol hayom. The chatchila, the seder is to learn Kriyas HaTorah in the morning after tachna.
Rabbi, can we be medayit from the Mishnah or from the lesson of, you know, here it says, "Tashinu v'chamishi v'shabbos mincha," that Shabbos, that the
blaming
at Mincha,
and
Shabbos is qualified as
a
Mincha, but
Shem Bach Mishi is going to Kula. I think the Achrayim do make that deal. Yeah. So let's say Shabbos morning, there was a snowstorm. Or there was the Crusaders came to town. And everybody was hiding out. Then Shabbos afternoon, the Mishugayim went away already. The snow melted, everything's fine. So can you lay Parshas HaShavua Shabbos afternoon? So some Achrayim say, Sheni v'chamishi, you can't lay in the afternoon. But Shabbos is all day long, Shabbos, the Kiddush Hayom is the same all day long. So Soloveitchik taught Fakert. He taught that Shabbos, there's a Kriya to Mincha. So he taught Zman HaShalzeh, the Lokas Zman HaShalzeh. He taught the Sheni v'chamishi is Kol Hayom. And Shabbos, there's a separate Kriya in the morning, the Parshas HaShavua. Then in the afternoon, once it's already Zman Mincha, that's a Zman for a different Kriya. And you can't lay in... You can't lay in the Parshas HaShavua in the afternoon.
But as earlier explained, that the reason for Mincha is a Tashlumin of sorts, so that we would make up what was missed.
It's a Tashlumin for the fact that they missed Sheni v'Chamishi, Rashi says. Yesh v'Kronos, they don't go to Shul. That's a question.
And they're
honest. That's a machlekes and achrayim. If you had a million of people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos morning, there's some shtiblach where they start to daven after Chatzos. We're not talking about those, but the normal shtiblach where they're gonna lay in the morning, so they missed the kriya in the morning. Would it be a bracha levatol to give seven aliyahs in the afternoon? Would that be acceptable?
Why does the rov need a minion? If he held like the chayim, so why? You need a minion of people that weren't yaitzer.
Shaila, if you need roif tzibur, do you need a roif minion who's mechuyev? Let's say to say chazar sashatz. You have to have a roif tzibur. You have to have six people who didn't yet hear chazar sashatz.
That's a chayes tzibur, no?
Okay. But can you have a kriyas haTorah if everybody was ready yaitzer kriyas haTorah?
Yeah, maybe if. If Rav Chaim is right, so it's all it is a chayv sayachid, so it's just a t'nai that 10 people should be there.
Could be. Possibility. I don't know. He always insisted on, he always succeeded miraculously in getting a full minyan. He didn't even need a Ruba Kukula, yeah. But it's a discussion in Rishon. If Taisis and Megillah discusses, maybe you don't even need six people. Maybe you don't even need a Rav Tzibah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here tomorrow, but later we'll continue the Takanas of Ezra. Takanas of Ezra, yeah. Yeah.